Next up, we have some spoken words. It is our honor to invite Brother Ali Murtaza to put forth some spoken words regarding Palestine. We invite him with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
I came across a speech made by Ayatollah Khamenei, hafazahullah, some time ago, in which he was talking about Imam Khomeini, quds Allah sirruh, stand on the Palestinians, which quotes when I say, Imam Khomeini emphasized maintaining unity for the liberation of Palestine as being the most important main path to achieving victory. This was because he did not believe that the large colonial powers' intention for creating Israel was merely to occupy Palestine. Imam believed that if the way was open to Israel, all Muslim countries would eventually end up suffering the same fate as Palestine. This is why Imam Khomeini likened Israel to a cancerous tumor. And he said that its immediate eradication, immediate eradication was obligatory for all Muslims. And alhamdulillah, recently, there have been a great move to boycott all Israeli products. And our great scholars, alhamdulillah, have given fatwa to boycott Israeli products. So this can weaken them economically and fully destroy them, inshallah. But then I gave this a deep thought. And this left me wondering, how can we boycott Israel products when practically almost everything around us is made by these people? Is that not scary? You might think it is easy until you make research on how their products affect our daily lives. Today, I'm just going to talk about two of their companies, just two companies today, Google and Intel. Google, its owners are Larry Page and Sergey Brin. Sergey Brin is a Russian Jewish, while Larry Page is an American Jewish, whose grandfather immigrated to Israel. His grandfather is an occupier. You might want to hear this. Do you know Google signed $1.2 billion contract, the Project Nimbus, to sell advanced AI surveillance tool to the Israel Army? Sorry, did I say sell? It has been sold and it's been currently used to kill our dear Palestinian brothers and sisters. And mind you, the war that kicked off on October 7, Google aided, according to them, the civilians with $8 million after strongly condemning Hamas. So what's the next thing in our mind? Let's boycott Google and all its products, right? Yes, let's boycott them. Right. But before that, let's list some of their products so we know what to boycott, isn't it? Okay, number one, YouTube. Are you surprised? Google bought YouTube in 2006. They own it. YouTube is the world's largest online video sharing and social media platform. It has more than 2.5 billion monthly users who collectively watch more than 1 billion hours of videos every day. So for example, as a preacher, if I want to reach out to 2.5 billion people monthly, I need to use YouTube, right? If it goes against the Israeli agenda, my content will be taken down. If it supports them, they will propagate it to 2.5 billion people. Wow. Whenever they want to mislead people, it's easy for them. Whenever they want to spread fake propaganda, it's easy for them. But alhamdulillah, there are platforms like SAQ, Islamic Pulse, Pure Stream Media, Share TV, and so many more who are struggling to beat these guys. But come on, this is not enough. They need our support. Support them. Let's do more. Two, Android. This is interesting, right? They own Android. They own it. Now tell me a smartphone that doesn't use Android mobile operating system, apart from Apple iOS. Here are some phones that uses and pays Android. Samsung, Sony Xperia, Amazon Fire, HTC, Vodafone, Asus, Google Pixel, OnePlus, BlackBerry, and so many more. Are you beginning to see things the way I am now? Are you beginning to see the complexity of the situation? Number three, Google, own Gmail. This doesn't need any explanation. We all know about it. And do you know all apps that work on your smartphone or on your Android smartphone is powered by Android developer? What does this tell us? The moment you turn on your phone, you are indirectly supporting the Israeli regime. Unfortunately, this is so sad. Now, the other company I want to talk about is Intel. Do you know approximately 80% of the world's personal computers have Intel's processors inside them? And remember, Israel is the largest development center of Intel in the world. And during the recent Palestinian-Israeli clash, they supported all their Israeli employees with $5,000 each. Are you kidding me? From our own money? Now, this made me worried. I got phones, I got laptops. What do I do? I had to call the Daftar Rahbari's office to explain this boycott Israeli fatwa for me further. And they clarified to me that you should try within your power, within your means, within your capability to reduce the value as much as you can. And then I understood the assignment. The Muslim population in the world is about 1.8 billion. Why the Israeli population is a meager 9.364 million. While we sleeping, wake up, my brothers and sisters. I say, wake up. There is a quote from a black activist, Kwame Ture. He said, there is a difference between peace and liberation. You can have injustice and have peace. You can have peace and be enslaved. So peace is not the answer. Liberation is the answer, my friend. So my question to you, my Muslim brothers and sisters, do you want to be peaceful Muslims or liberated Muslims? Remember, Imam Khomeini, Quds al-Sirah, said, if the way was open to Israel, all Muslim countries will eventually end up suffering the same fate as Palestinians. So, my dear brothers and sisters, do you want to sleep peacefully or wake up liberated? The Iranian population is just about 87 million, and out of all the whopping 1.8 billion people, we can't just sit and watch them single-handedly support the Palestinians. We all have a duty to boycott Israeli products and replace them with ours and liberate our Palestinian brothers in the way we can. We need our own laptops. We need our own phones. We need our own internet. We need our own mobile operating system. We need our own news channel. We need to create a liberated world, a world free from this miscreant, a world free from this cancer. Wake up and do what's needed to be done. We all have a duty to perform. Wake up and free Palestine. Free, free Palestine.
Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.